Today is Thursday, April 9th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I wanted to, first of all, Kathy Bacon tweeted me and asked me if I had had done the... What was it? Kathy Bacon, she said, she asked me if I had done some workout that she wanted me to do. I'm looking now. Oh, she said, first of all, she said, why don't you try meditation for 5 to 15 minutes before a workout? Well, I'm not really sure. She says she always switches up her routine, workout, meditate, journal, read, etc., which makes working out not be a job. And then she says, did you try the Windsor Pilates? You would love the results. Kathy, I think I blank out when it comes to recommendations for workouts. But the thing is, we're doing the whole P90X3, like the whole 90 days. And so, and unlike you, Kathy, I know you're much more dedicated than I am. And I know you do like 2 hours a day or some crazy ness. And I used to do that when I was single. When I was single and still looking to mingle. And that's a shame for Mark, you know. It's really bad for Mark that, like, when I'm single and I was looking to mingle and everything, I'm like, I was doing 2 hours a day. But then I also had a lot more free time on my hands because I didn't have a partner or boyfriend. I didn't have a dog at that time. Well, actually, I did have a dog. Scratch that. I didn't have a boyfriend. I just had a new job. And, you know, I didn't really have, I had podcasting, but I was just, anyway, I had more free time. So I could literally, and I had a gym at my apartment complex, so I could work out at 11 p.m., you know, or whatever. Now it's like, I can work out at home. Obviously, that's what we're doing for the P90X, but, and I have a gym membership as well at Planet Fitness, but it's like a 20-minute drive from where we live. And, you know, it's just not convenient to, like, at 11 p.m. go, oh, I'm going to do an extra hour. I'll see you in an hour and a half, an hour and 40 minutes, you know, because it's going to take me 20 minutes to get to the gym and 20 minutes to get back. And I have a lot of hobbies. I have the podcasting. I have, you know, right now I have this podcast. I have Survivors Ready. I'm also on a podcast with Joe Batance, Throwing Down. And then in the summer I have The Big Brother, you know, but first, the Big Brother recap podcast. And so, yeah, I'm just, not that you're not busy. I know you have kids and all that, but hopefully at some point I will get a chance to try that. But meditation, I don't know. I don't like to be alone with my thoughts. That's probably why I keep so busy. In meditation, you're literally supposed to sit there and, like, think about your breath. All of these bad thoughts would come into my brain about who knows what, death and COVID virus and, you know, stock market crashing and who know, all, I'm a very negative person and all these negative thoughts would come into my head. So I don't know. I'll think about it. I also got a couple of tweets from Scotty, one where he's literally just looking at some weird Krispy Kreme flavored popsicles and some chocolate whipped topping or something. And then he's saying that he's picking up some healthy bargains at the store. Scotty, you're such a, what's that called? What's that called when you're telling somebody to live a certain way and then you're living the opposite? I know it's all a joke. You're such a hypocrite, Scotty. And yeah, so that's about it. Anyway, there's some more. I missed a couple. Oh, sorry. It's Reese's whipped cream in a can is what it is, I believe is what he said. Or maybe he said that's what he had when he was visiting America and he wants to compare the two. I have no idea. Also, Kathy, I don't, you know, I don't spend a lot of time, you know, dissecting your life. And I know you work like you work out like 2 hours a day or whatever, but you literally put ranch dressing on everything. And that can't be healthy. I mean, I'm not one to talk. I eat double cheeseburgers. Okay. So I'm not calling you out. But I'm just saying, you know, we all do things. And Kathy, I know you weren't even calling me out, so I don't know why I'm calling you out, but literally I'm going through Twitter right now as I'm recording this episode, and I'm seeing a bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch on your timeline. So I don't know. I just thought of it. I also wanted to mention, so, you know, per my life, yada, 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 as per usual, we did P90X. It was horrible. I was sweaty afterwards. I literally was laying on the floor, like trying to just catch my breath for 5 minutes. And then I slowly came up the stairs and took a shower. You know, I need to rethink this whole upstairs thing for this new house that we're going to buy, because I'm like walking up the stairs and my knees are hurting and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm out of breath because I'm out of shape and I weigh too much. And anyway, it's ridiculous. And then last night, I cooked again, and actually it was pretty good. So I did salt and vinegar roasted potatoes, although they didn't have, and I did follow a recipe that I found online, but they didn't have quite as much vinegar flavor as I wanted, but they were super crispy, just a little bit of olive oil and vinegar, like you make a vinaigrette, and then you peel your potatoes, you cut them into like 1-inch cubes, and then you put them in this vinaigrette and you know, just toss them in the vinaigrette. And then you put the potatoes on a sheet pan and you roast them at 450 degrees. I don't know what it is in that other temperature format that you other people use, but here in America, it's 450 degrees. And then you do that for, I mean, I did it for longer than it called for. It called for like 35 to 45 minutes. I think I did it a little bit longer than that. But I might have even gone as much as 50 minutes. But I also did some quick, like, pan-seared pork chops. And then I did some snow peas that I basically put them in the... I seared the pork chops, and then I put the snow peas in, that I had trimmed the ends off of. I put them in the pan and then sautéed them really quick, added a little bit of extra olive oil, and then I actually added just a tiny little bit of honey and salt and pepper to give them just a little bit of extra sweetness. I mean, when you saute a green, like a sugar snap pea or something like that, or a snow pea, you get a little bit of sweetness, but they were a little bitter for some reason. So I added a little bit of honey. And so we had snow peas, we had pork, and I finished the pork in the oven while I was finishing the potatoes, just for like 5 minutes or something. And then the potatoes, and I put a little bit of extra vinegar on top of the potatoes. Anyway, it was really good. So I cooked again, and no heavy cream was injured in the making of that meal. And tonight I think I'm going to have leftover spaghetti sauce. I'm going to make some spaghetti because Mark wants to eat fish tonight, because I don't know. I'm not a Catholic, but this is some, is it Maundy Thursday or something like that? So he wants to have fish tonight, and of course I'm not going to have fish. So to keep from having Whataburger, we have leftover spaghetti sauce in the fridge. So I'll probably just, you know, make some pasta and put the spaghetti sauce on it. And we're going to work out. We have Pilates tonight. So that'll be, actually it's ironic because Kathy was talking about, did I try the Windsor Pilates? Well, we have the P90X Pilates tonight that we're going to be doing. And so I just want to read an email from Sam. So she said, this is being heard while I'm eating Tuesday's lunch, which is better than I've been doing of late. Because apparently Sam has been really behind on her podcast listening. Well, I say really behind. She listened to Monday's show on Tuesday. That's not super behind. Some people, I think Joey Buhecker, he listens to this podcast. Well, he says he listens to it. But I think he's currently listening to like episode 150, and I'm on this is like 357 that I'm on. Anyway, so I don't think that's really all that behind, Sam. And then she says, I don't even listen to Pod as my co-pilot, but I thank you for helping someone with audio. Tech support is always more labor intensive than one expects it to be, especially when it's Taylor. Especially Taylor. Is very emotional about technology. He did not cry, but I wouldn't put it past him to cry. He's literally, apparently, Joe Patance has tried to help him with technology before, and he's literally like broken down into tears on the phone trying to get Loop back working on his old Mac. So We will see, though. They like I said, they had already pre-recorded a couple of episodes, so he won't actually be using this setup that I helped him with until, like, I don't know, a week from now or something. So if I get an urgent text message or call at, like, 9 in the morning on a Sunday in, like, a week and a half or something, then I'll know that I failed and Taylor didn't know what was going on. So Sam also says, fast food doesn't keep. I've tried it too. Yeah, don't ever try to reheat a burger. It's horrible. Part of the burger, part of the bun was soggy. Part of it was like a rock. And the flavor of the meat was like a nasty frozen. Ugh, it was horrible. She says, Taco Bell keeps the best, but even it doesn't taste totally great. And she says, we live in the hinterlands, so there's no Grubhub here. But good for you for generously tipping. So, yeah, I felt good about that. I mean, if I'm, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm trying to help people. I also donated $100 to some, I don't know, I may have mentioned this already, but there was some, it's not Kickstarter, it's the other one, GoFundMe, where they were going to collect all this money and then give it to all these hourly workers. I mean, who knows? They could be lying, but at least I feel better. It's like a conscience thing. And she also says, glad to see the house hunting is still happening even in a time of pandemic. The right house will come along, but it sounds like it hasn't yet. Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll know it when we walk in. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.